You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. After meeting with Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz yesterday, President Biden said if Russia invades Ukraine, he will bring an end to what's called the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline. The new pipeline runs from Russia to Germany, circumventing Ukraine, which itself profits from traditional gas routes from Russia to the West. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with details.
The Nord Stream 2 is finished, but it's not up and running yet because it still needs to pass muster with German regulators. If it's not shut down, it'll bring natural gas from Russia to Germany. Russia will make money by selling gas to a big market. Germany really needs gas supplies now. Europe's supply of natural gas is already very low because of a cold winter last year.
And Russia already sends natural gas to Europe. How does this new but not yet authorized pipeline change things?
Well, some natural gas from Russia takes a longer route to Germany, as you mentioned, David, through Ukraine. Ukraine is a sort of pipeline middleman and charges a transit fee. The Nord Stream 2 goes directly from Russian gas fields to Germany, running under the Baltic Sea, and it would double the capacity of the original Nord Stream, which also goes directly from Russia to Germany. There are fears the new pipeline would further weaken and isolate Ukraine.
And this new pipeline, number two, contributes to Western European dependence on Russian gas, and that's a consideration.
Exactly. President Biden is worried about that, and he's always opposed this pipeline. Biden says the U.S. and other countries could replace a significant portion of Russian natural gas if Russia cut off Europe. That wouldn't happen overnight, though, and terminals used to export U.S. natural gas are already working at capacity.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.